The Lagos State Governor, Mr. Babajide Sanwo-Olu, is set to inaugurate 16 new classroom blocks in some public schools across the 6 education districts in Lagos State. Governor Sanwo-Olu will commence the official commissioning of new classroom blocks at Kim Balogun School in Ibesh, Ikorodu, with a drive-through and commissioning of Ajegunle Jr. in the Kasaf on Wednesday. The chairman of the Special Committee on Rehabilitation of Public Schools, SCRPS, Mr. Hakeem Smith, spoke on the inauguration during a press conference at the Kaltho Bagauta Press Center, Ala USA, Ikeja. The press conference was attended by the Lagos State Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Mr. Benga Omotoso, and his basic and secondary education counterpart, Mr. Jamio Ali Balogun, Special Advisor to the Governor on Media and Publicity, Mr. Gaboyega Kosile, and other government officials. Smith, while speaking on the giant strides of the Sanwo-Olu administration in the education sector, disclosed that the incumbent government has built 5 new schools, rehabilitated 386 school buildings and constructed 1,290 classroom blocks across the state in the last 5.5 years. He said the Sanwo-Olu administration has also supplied 208,000 composite furniture that addresses the problem of ergonomics to schools and also supplied about 1,592 bedding to 8 model colleges in the state. Smith noted that SCRPS was re-inaugurated on November 4, 2019, by Governor Sanwo-Olu to address the decay in infrastructure in Lagos State public schools. Our new construction projects are preceded with a good geotechnical soil investigation to ensure they are founded on the right strata. The designs are functional, well-orientated to ensure adequate natural light penetration and ventilation and well-finished to ensure durability with the choice of materials, he said. Smith disclosed that Governor Sanwo-Olu's administration, in response to the yearning needs of some communities, built 5 new schools, Elamoro Community Junior School, E.T. Iosa, Musa Odegate Junior School in Oriokuta, Ikorodu, Oki Odo Junior High School, Ebute Meta, Ajegunle Junior High School, Kasaf, and Otumara Senior High School, Ebute Meta. Speaking on the modular classroom construction, Smith said, the modular classroom construction, like the one at Vetland Junior Grammar School at Ajej, that was commissioned by Mr. Governor 3 years ago is being replicated at Girls Junior Secondary School, Lalupan in Ikoyi, Lagos Baptist Secondary School, Obinokoro and Ogba Junior Secondary School. They are at various stages of completion. We have adopted modular construction, an innovative approach to building schools to ensure speed of construction, reduce the budget, better quality control and reusability with the use of containers. However, the objective was to create a technology-driven teaching and learning environment. In the past, traditional teaching tools like blackboards, whiteboards and markers were the norm. Now, we have introduced interactive screens, enabling teachers to use digital tools while students learn with their iPads or phones. This technology allows students to continue learning outside the classrooms, making education more accessible and convenient. To address education challenges in Ajegunle, Smith disclosed that the Lagos state government has embarked on a large-scale construction and rehabilitation project at the Tolu School Complex, which currently accommodates 16 senior secondary schools, 15 junior secondary schools and 5 primary schools, made up of approximately 20,000 students. Smith described the project as a future tourist attraction due to its modern facilities that will redefine public school infrastructure in Lagos state. Also speaking, the Lagos State Commissioner for Basic Education, Mr. Talani Ali Balogun, reaffirmed Governor Sanwo-Olu's dedication to education, describing the upcoming inauguration of schools as another milestone in Lagos State's themes plus developmental agenda. Education is dear to Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's heart. TESCOM has recruited 500 teachers, and the governor has approved a 2 billion naira's allocation for WAEC examination fees for SS3 students, he added.